Is Wazzer FM with the latest news.
Good morning, Sanskriti, and good morning, dear Wazzer FM audience. Today is All Saints Day, a feast day of the Catholic Church that celebrates all the saints, known and unknown, who are faithful to Christ and at the service of all. Mother Teresa is an example of one such saint who dedicated her entire life to the poor. While some saints like Mother Teresa have been recognized through a procedure called canonization, many others have lived faithfully to Christ and the gospel. This festival is an opportunity to remember that sanctity is not reserved for elites but concerns all of those who choose to follow Christ and bears witness to the hope of Christians in the face of death. Drought is already affecting the horticulturist community. Most growers in the region use groundwater to irrigate their fields, but due to the lack of rain in recent months, the water level in these springs has dropped, damaging the water pump because there is not enough water to pump. Nitish, a grower in Bassin Quatre Bornes, had to fill gallons of water from home and bring it to his plantations in an attempt to save his crops. Nitish also pointed out that the price of certain vegetables has soared because they are in season. For example, the price of lady fingers is high as they are grown in winter, and we are currently in the summer season. The national celebrations for Diwali 2023 will kick off in Suyak on Sunday, November 5th. The Prime Minister's guest of honor will be present at the Raymond Haines Stadium in Suyak on that day. He will also attend a concert organized by the Ministry of Arts and Cultural Heritage featuring performances by the winners and finalists of Indian Idol. In a week's time next Wednesday, the head of government will again be the chief guest at national celebrations, this time organized jointly by Hindu House and the Polvi municipality. A day earlier, on Tuesday, November 7th, Pravin Jugnauth will be at the Diwali Mahotsav 2023, an initiative of the Mauritius Sanat and Dharma Temples Federation to be held in Petit Raffray. In politics, yesterday the National Assembly debated the cost associated with the election petition that was brought before the King's Privy Council. The petition resulted in a ruling in favour of Pravin Jugnauth. The Prime Minister, while answering a question from Joan Tour, gave a chronology of the events that led to the case before the King's Privy Council. He also mentioned that the Electoral Commission had incurred expenses of 6 million rupees in connection with the affair. The Prime Minister expressed his disappointment that taxpayers would have to pay for these expenses. Lastly, he claimed that the Labour Party candidate in question had refused to pay the cost of the Privy Council proceedings as required by an order issued by the British Supreme Court. According to the Minister of National Infrastructure and Community Development, Babia Riram, 574.4 million rupees has been disbursed from the year 2020 for the reconstruction of bridges and culverts to address structural deficiencies and hydraulic capacity of public infrastructure. Of this sum, 439.9 million rupees concerns 23 bridges and culverts that have already been rebuilt, while 134.5 million rupees relates to 7 ongoing projects. The minister also mentioned that there are 14 future bridges and culvert reconstruction projects totaling 791.8 million rupees. Four men were spotted handling Mauritius telecom cables next to a truck parked on the main road in Cité Valigy yesterday morning. Police on patrol initially thought it was a work in progress. However, when they went to investigate the situation, their attention was drawn to the suspicious behavior of three men, each wearing a Mauritius telecom fluorescent waistcoat. The fourth man was inside a manhole. When questioned by the police, he replied that he and his team were working as Mauritius telecom contractors. The police noticed that they had already loaded more than a ton of cable into the lorry. When questioned, the lorry driver showed signs of panic and was unable to provide any explanation of what was happening at the precise location where he and his so-called colleagues were sent for work. All five suspects were arrested and taken to Lyme Barracks police station. Mauritius Telecom inspector went to the scene and stated that he did not know any of them. In international news, Saudi Arabia looks to be the host of the 2034 World Cup after the only other country to have shown an interest in hosting, while on the other hand, Australia made a last-minute decision not to bid. It put Saudi Arabia on track to host the global soccer tournament a decade from now, a move that's likely to be seen as highly controversial. It would also make it only the second Arab Gulf country to ever host the World Cup after Qatar did so in 2022. That's all for the news bulletin. Thank you for your attention. This was Trishti Gulahi for Wazzer.